This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly, with unerring accuracy, at all men, everywhere in the world, sometime in their life. To meet this challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle. The soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. On the morning of April the 15th, 1947, the French freighter Grand Camp was being loaded at Pier O in Texas City, Texas. Her cargo included cotton, binder twine, machinery, and 9,334 bags of shell peanuts. It also included 2,300 tons of ammonium nitrate fertilizer, seemingly innocuous stuff, but violently susceptible to heat. In Day of Disaster, William Munson tells the story of what happened in Texas City that fateful day and of the frightening experience of a Salvation Army volunteer who was on the scene. Robert Easton stars as John Allen as we begin Act One of Day of Disaster.
Shortly after 8 o'clock, smoke began rising among the fertilizer bags in the Grand Camp's number 4 hold. After futile attempts to fight the fire themselves, the crew turned in a fire alarm, and the Texas City Fire Department arrived to battle the blaze. A large crowd gathered along the pier to watch. Out in Galveston Bay, two people were fishing in a rowboat. Two people whose lives were to be changed by the events at Pier O.
Come on, Uncle Matt. It's almost 9 o'clock. I gotta get to school. I'm already late.
Oh, so what? You're 16. You can miss one day of school.
But I don't want to. Come on, roll me back to Galveston.
Nothing doing.
Hey, look. A fire at Texas City. See all the smoke?
Coming from the docks. Must be a ship on fire.
Yeah, look, you can see the fire now.
The inside of that ship must be hot as a furnace.
Yeah. Uncle Matt, let's roll over and watch.
It's too far. You know I got a bad back.
Gee whiz, come on.
Holy
smoke. Wow, look at that. She blew up.
Look out, stuff coming down.
Uncle Matt, there's a big wave coming.
Hang on.
Wow, that was something.
Yeah, it must have been 5-6 feet high. Explosion made it.
Look out, more stuff coming down. What's that?
Ball of twine. Ugh. Still smoldering.
Must have been blown 1,000 feet in the air. Wow, the fuel tanks and the refineries are blowing up.
The whole waterfront's on fire. Yeah, and spreading toward the storage tank farms. If they go, they could set the whole town on fire.
It's a good thing we didn't go over there. We could have got killed.
Plenty of people did, you can bet on that.
Maybe we can help. Let's go over, Uncle Matt.
I ain't walking into no blast furnace.
There must be a lot of people hurt over there. Look at all those wrecked buildings.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Are we going to go?
Not now, boy. Later. Later when things cool down and when it's dark.
The fires burned out of control, and casualties overwhelmed the hospital and clinics of battered Texas City. Help was sent immediately by military and civilian agencies in all the surrounding cities. I arrived with my Salvation Army crew a little after noon. John Allen, one of my helpers, joined me as I looked things over.
Captain Martin, it looks like they dropped an atom bomb here.
Yeah, that 2,300 tons of fertilizer made a pretty big bang.
Well, why did it explode?
They don't know for sure. Somebody told me that ammonium nitrate is also used in explosives to help the powder burn. But they've never had any trouble here with it before. Maybe with a hot fire and ammonium nitrate in it, even fertilizer can explode.
Have they got any idea how many casualties there are?
No. Dozens were killed in the crowd watching the fire, and there's no telling how many are still buried in all this rubble. Now, that's where we come in. We've got to dig them out.
What about the storage tanks over there? Do you think they'll explode?
Maybe. But we've got a bigger worry than that. You see that ship over there at Pier A?
You mean the one that's burning?
Yeah, that's the High Flyer. I hope the name isn't prophetic. Someone just told me she's got ammonium nitrate on board. 900 tons of it. By nightfall, enough help had arrived to give Texas City a fighting chance. The big tank still blazed and the High Flyer continued to burn, but we were making progress in finding and moving out the dead and wounded. While we dug through the rubble, other Salvation Army people brought mobile canteens to the scene and established a headquarters for our relief services at a blast-damaged church. Others were busy, too, out in the bay.
Pull, Uncle Matt. Pull.
I am pulling. If you think you can do better, you row.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to get there. Why did we have to wait so long? It's nearly 10:30.
I was waiting for the right time.
Right time for what?
Look out, boy. Something's coming. Get down. Get on the bottom of the boat.
Why? What for?
Shut up and do what you're told.
What is it?
Tugboats. Three of them. They're headed right for us.
Why do we have to hide?
Duck. Here they come. I don't think they saw us. Probably took us for a boat set loose by the explosions.
Uncle Matt, what are we doing?
What do you mean? We're going over to the fires and help out.
Then why did we have to hide? We're sneaking in like we were going to steal something. Uncle Matt, we ain't going to help, are we? You're planning on taking something.
No, don't you look at it like that.
How can you do it?
Look, boy, I ain't got much in life. With my bad back, I can't do no heavy work. And I ain't bright enough for nothing else. I got to pick up what I can any way I can.
But you'll be stealing.
It won't be stealing. There's lots of stuff, good stuff, just laying around over there, getting trampled underfoot or burned up in the fires. It ain't doing anybody any good. They'll just write it off on their insurance. But it can do something for us. We can get enough in a couple of trips to set us up all year.
That's stealing.
No, it ain't. We're just sort of collecting it. Yeah, like junk dealers. You ain't got nothing against picking up a lot of junk, have you?
Well,
that's all we're going to do. Don't worry. Nobody will care. What's a couple of rowboats full of junk to anybody?
I don't like it, Uncle Matt.
Like it or not, I ain't going to sit out here in the bay and argue. I'm going in and you can swim home for all I care.
Warehouses sure took a beating.
We're lucky. Ain't nobody around. They're all off over there fighting the fires.
Look, Uncle Mac, they're the tugboats. They're trying to move that ship on fire.
Yeah, probably trying to get it away from the fires so they can put it out. Come on, quit your yapping and let's get started. We got to look through these warehouses. Watch your step. Floor's all covered with stuff. Hey, what's this? Here, you hold the flashlight while I dig out this box. How about that? A box of radio parts. We hit it on the first try, boy. Come on. We'll dig out some more and take them down to the end of the pier.
You've heard the first act of Day of Disaster with Robert Easton as John Allen.
Going home, Uncle Matt. We got a big pile of stuff out there at the end of the pier.
We got to look over this one last warehouse.
We can't carry anymore. It's going to take two trips to carry across what we got now.
Never can tell. We might find something better in here. Stop waving that light around. We don't want anybody seeing it.
There goes that guy in the loudspeaker again. Wish I could make out what he was saying.
Probably talking to those tugs trying to move that freighter. They ain't moved her more than 50 feet in the last 2 hours.
He's burning too bad. It's hard for him to stay in close and work.
Well, it ain't none of our never mind. We got our own business to tend to. Looks like this was an office. Hey, flash that light over here. Well, now, looky here. A safe, and it's open. Come on, Davy. Oh, what was that?
Uncle Matt, it's...
Yeah, a body.
It... Is he dead?
He ain't got no head.
I think I'm going to be sick.
No, you ain't. You snap out of it and shine that light on the safe.
No, we got no business fooling with that safe.
Maybe you ain't, but I do.
You said we was only going to pick up junk. I wasn't much for that, but I ain't at all for this, Uncle Matt. This is robbery.
Look, boy, you're young. Life ain't put you down yet. You ain't been through the mill like me. Out of work. A bad back. Now, for the first time in my life, something good happens to me. I'm standing here with an open safe staring me in the face. You think anything you can say is going to stop me, boy?
Don't do it, Uncle Matt.
This is my lucky day, boy. Nothing can stop me now.
How can you say it's lucky for you? What about him? How about that fellow laying there with no head? Is his bad luck your good luck?
That's about the way it is, boy. You going to give me that flashlight?
No.
Then I'll just have to take it.
No.
Teach you to sash your uncle. Now you behave while I look at the safe. Bills, invoices, papers. Ain't there no money in here? Wait a minute. Here's something. 10, 20, 50, 100. $100. Now that's more like it. I wonder if our friend here has any more on him.
You ain't going through his pockets, are you?
Why not? He won't know it.
You can't.
You just watch.
I won't let you. You leave him alone or I'll hit you with this.
Now, boy, you put that brick down.
You leave him alone.
Boy, you're forcing me to hurt you.
Leave him be.
Don't make me knife you, boy. Drop that brick. Put it down.
No.
I hate to stick my own kin, but you always was a punk.
Stay away. Stay away. You.
Shut up. Listen. Someone's coming. You be quiet now. You be quiet or I'll cut your throat.
Hello. Hello. Is there somebody in here? Hello.
He's got a lantern. He'll see us for sure.
Shut up.
Who's there? Who are you?
Who are you, mister?
My name is John Allen. I work with the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army? Oh, man.
What are you doing in here? This whole area's been evacuated.
Well, you might say we're prospecting. Yeah, that's it. We're prospecting.
You're looters, aren't you?
No, sir. We ain't took nothing.
Is that pile of goods on the end of the pier yours?
No.
There's no need to lie, boy. He ain't gonna tell anybody. Mister, how come you over here? You prospecting, too?
I saw a light flashing. I thought somebody was trapped and signaling for help. I took a chance and came over.
You come alone?
Everybody else is leaving. They're not foolish like me. Not with another explosion coming.
What?
You're lying. Nobody would risk his own neck if he thought something was going to blow up.
Maybe. But take a look for yourself. The tugs are abandoning the High Flyer.
It's that freighter, Uncle Matt. She's burning real bad. Great big balls of fire are jumping out of her.
Yeah, her cargo is going to blow sky high. The loudspeaker ordered everybody out. Didn't you hear it?
We couldn't make out what it was saying.
Boy, I think we'd best load up the boat and get moving.
You'll never make it. The blast will catch you in open water.
You saying we should stay here?
Well, it might be a little safer, but the best answer is to get off this pier and away from the harbor.
Which means going through police lines. Pretty smart, ain't you?
Smart enough to know we better get out of here. We don't have much time.
You ain't got any left at all.
Uncle Matt!
He knows our faces, boy. We can't let him get away.
You, plan to kill me with that knife?
You don't seem very scared.
Not of you.
Let him go, Uncle Matt. We can leave this stuff.
No.
You only stand one chance. Come out through the police lines with me.
Nothing doing. I'll take care of things my way. So long, sucker.
You flipped him.
Sorry I had to do that. Judo, it comes in kind of handy sometimes.
He lit right on his head. He's out cold.
I'll just get rid of this knife. Now, let's see how badly he's hurt.
He ain't moving.
I'd better carry him. I'll just...
Look out!
There, that'll hold him. Fell for the oldest trick in the book.
You hit him awful hard with that brick, Uncle Matt.
It was him or me. Now let's get that stuff loaded and get out of here.
No, I ain't leaving him. He didn't mean no harm to us. Why? We just can't leave him here to die.
Maybe you can't, but I can. You coming or not?
I'll take my chances with him.
Good. Now I can carry everything across in one trip. And I'll be rid of both of you. Good luck, sucker.
Come on, Mr. Allen. Wake up. Come on, you gotta wake up.
Oh.
Hey, come on. We ain't got much time.
Where? Oh, what happened?
Uncle Matt slugged you with a brick. He's out on the pier now, loading the rowboat.
How long have I...
Just a couple minutes. Come on. I gotta get you out of here. I'll help you up.
Oh, I'm dizzy. My head hurts.
Lean on me. Come on.
Not that way. Out the back, away from the ship. Keep the building between us.
We'll make it. Just out this door. That's it. We'll make it, Mr. Allen. We'll make it.
Oh, I'm dizzy. Hold
Look out, you're pulling me down.
What's the matter, boy? Can't stand up?
Come on, Mr. Allen. Don't paint him no mind. You gotta get up.
I'm leaving now. I'll see you, suckers.
Come on, feller. Wake up. Wake up.
Where am I?
We're on the edge of the pier. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. What happened?
Ship blew up.
What?
That ship, it exploded. The building protected us from most of the blast.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we wasn't inside. The building is a wreck. Nothing but a big pile of junk.
I know. I got part of it on my leg.
I'll get it off you. There. Mr. Allen, your leg.
It sure is a mess, isn't it?
We gotta stop that bleeding. I'll rig a tourniquet.
Good boy.
There. I got the tourniquet on. It's working. Blood is slowing down.
Good. Are you gonna stay with me?
Sure. You need help, don't you?
Yeah, but I know what you were doing about you and your uncle.
If it wasn't for you, I'd have been out there in the open like Uncle Matt. He just disappeared.
He was too exposed. A blast blew him off the pier.
Suppose he's dead?
It's likely. I'm sorry.
I ain't. Now that he's gone, I ain't sorry a bit. Not after tonight.
Did he treat you bad?
Sometimes. I guess Mom and me won't miss him much.
Is your father dead?
Early in the war. He was a merchant marine.
What will you do now?
Same as always, I guess. Go to school and get a job somewhere. Take care of Mom.
I'd like to help you. What is your name?
David. You can call me Davy if you want.
I'd like to help you find a job, Davy. You know, get you started, right?
No, thank you, sir. I don't hold with charity.
Oh, this isn't charity. I want to be your friend.
You sure this ain't a part of your Salvation Army business?
Well, it's a part of being your friend. But helping people is why I belong to the Salvation Army.
You got a rank of some kind? Captain or major, maybe?
No, I'm just a soldier. I help out any way I can.
Oh, leg bothering you?
Numbness is starting to wear off. I'm beginning to feel it now.
You should have left us alone. You didn't have to risk your life for us.
Davy, nobody has to do anything for anybody. Some of us just want to. Somebody once did us a great favor, and we want to share his good deed with others.
Even if you risk your life?
Yes. Death doesn't frighten a salvationist.
What's that?
Well, that's me, or anybody who believes so strongly in salvation that he wants to help save others.
Is that why you tried to save me?
Saving you from the blast was just a part of it. Saving you from evil is something else again.
You mean Uncle Matt?
You made a good stand, Davy. At a crucial moment, you stood up to him for what was right. And you also stayed here with me.
Are you going to turn me in?
I think we can find a better future for you than that.
John! John Allen!
It's Captain Martin. It's my friends looking for me. Here! Over here!
We're over here!
Oh, thank heaven we found you. We thought that last explosion had finished you for sure.
Yeah, it nearly did.
Well, we waited for you outside the police lines, and then the ship blew up. I told you not to risk it. What happened to you? And who's this?
Oh, Captain Martin, meet my friend David. He saved my life. My leg was all smashed up, and David kept me from bleeding to death.
Oh, that leg is a bad one. We'll get you to a doctor quick. Is that all the story? He saved your life?
That's it.
Well, what was he doing out here?
Mr. Allen?
Like I told you, he is here to save my life.
What kind of a story is that?
It's the only story I'm going to tell. You'll have to be satisfied with it. Right, Davy?
Right.
That was the way it happened, back in 1947. John Allen stuck to his story, too. It was Davy who finally told me the rest of it. Davy is grown up now, graduated from college and married. Got a cute little boy, too. Named John, of course. John Allen's leg took a long time to mend, but he's fine today. He and Davy are two of the finest soldiers in the Salvation Army. Texas City mended, too, but it had taken quite a beating. Over 450 people were dead, and another 100 were reported missing. Most of the missing, like Davy's Uncle Matt, were never found. The damage was over $67 million. But a newer, better Texas City grew out of the rubble. And perhaps more important, some better people grew out of it, too.
And there's the final act of Day of Disaster, starring Robert Easton as John Allen. Also in the cast were Sam Edwards, George Peroni, and John Smith. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.